Police, college student admits she fabricated traffic stop sexual assault story. By Amy Furr on October 16, 2020. A college student was recently charged with giving a false police report after she allegedly told Virginia authorities she was sexually assaulted during a traffic stop. King University student Diane Bermeo reportedly told the Washington County Sheriff's Office on September 30 that a law enforcement officer or a person impersonating a law enforcement officer during a traffic stop had sexually assaulted her, the office wrote on its Facebook page Friday. The incident was alleged to have happened at the intersection of Old Jonesboro Road and Spring Creek Road on September 29, 2020, the Post continued. Following the 21-year-old's report, multiple law enforcement agencies conducted a full-scale investigation, according to WJHL. The incident even led to faculty at King University to distribute a safety bulletin to their students, the article said. However, once authorities gathered evidence, they determined the alleged incident lacked validity and it appeared to be fabricated, the sheriff's office wrote. When confronted with the evidence gathered by Washington County Detectives Atkins and Roop, Bermeo admitted that she had fabricated the entire story. King University faculty was immediately notified, the agency continued. Detective Atkins charged Bermeo with giving a false report to a law enforcement officer, which is a Class 1 misdemeanor. A similar instance occurred in February when authorities in Opelika, Alabama, received a report about an alleged police impersonator sexually assaulting a teenage girl, according to WTBM. The incident was reported February 19. Police responded to the area of Old Opelika Road after it was reported that someone was impersonating an officer. The police department said detectives were able to recreate the exact events reported in the case using surveillance video from multiple sources. Police said once confronted with the evidence, the alleged victim recanted her story and admitted to lying. Since the alleged victim in the case was a juvenile, no further details were revealed about the investigation or its outcome, the report concluded.